the book of John again, we'll quickly coming to the close of this series from 1 John chapter 5. We want to read verses 1 through 12. Amen. I think we'll more than likely close this series out this month. Amen. Let's see what the Word of God, God's Spirit has to say for us through His inspired Word this morning as we look at these 12 verses of Scripture. The epistle of 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through verse 12. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And whoever loves the Father loves the child born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And whoever is the one who overcomes the world, and who is the one who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with water and with blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that bear witness, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For the witness of God is this, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has witness in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the witness that God has borne concerning his Son. And the witness is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Amen. We bless by reading of this passage of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to talk today from the subject, the faith of an overcomer. The faith of an overcomer. Amen. Thank you. The faith of an overcomer. Looking at these verses that before us. This may be a two-part. Amen. Two-part. I'll see how far we get today. Amen. Let's look into the word of God. As we have went through this series, there are three things that keep popping up in every chapter. Sometimes the order of the things change, but these themes keep popping up like dolphins out of the water as we go through this book of 1 John. I think at the beginning of the series I called them this: right living, right learning, and right love. Right living, sometimes it's called righteousness or obedience. Right loving, and right learning. Sometimes that right learning is truth. Amen. That's another thing that you can call it. So these things of right living, right learning, right loving are things of righteousness, truth, and love. They keep popping up throughout the first epistle of John, God's these are the fruit of living love. When you're living in an intimate, dynamic relationship, intimate, dynamic, and even robust relationship with God, these fruit will be readily apparent in your life. Truth, obedience, and love. John something that goes as a test. Test of righteousness. The test of obedience. The test of love. And the approaching book says, if you pass those three tests, obedience, love, and righteousness, then you have eternal life. Amen. But then, the thing about that is, if you don't pass the test, then you question if you have eternal life. But it doesn't mean, if you can't pass the test, a lot of times it may not be that you don't have eternal life, but you don't have the kind of fellowship in relationship with life that you're able. You don't have the kind of fellowship with God, the inward fellowship where that those tests are readily apparent. It's only when your life are characterized by that close, intimate relationship with Christ that you see those things. Because they come from Him. They'll come from Him. So that's what I've been trying to share with you around here. Seriously, how important it is for you to be relying on Christ, abiding in Christ, drawing your life from Christ. Because sometimes we can be having eternal life and have rich, but we're not drawing from the resource that's available to believers. You're trying to live the Christian life in your own strength rather than drawing on the resource that God has made available to you. All right, so now let's look into the Word of God beginning at the first verse. It says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That's the first. The first thing, when you have the faith of an overcomer, you believe the truth about God. Amen. Specifically, you believe the truth about Christ. Say that one more time, because that's an important point. When you have the faith of an overcomer, it means you believe the truth about Christ. You believe the truth about His person and His works. When you have an overcoming faith, you believe the truth about His person. And the truth about His person that we talked about before in this epistle is that Jesus, or Christ Jesus, is fully man and fully God. That's the test, y'all. Anybody that teaches you that he's less than man. Because the teachers in John's day, one of the reasons why John wrote this epistle, is because there were teaching that said, amen, that he was either all human and not God, or all God and not human. And then there was one, Cyrilius, who said this, and we're going to get this. Maybe today, maybe next week. Cyrilius said that he was human when he was born. After he was baptized, the Son of God came into him. And before he died, the Son of God left the man. That was a big heresy in Christ's day. All those things are wrong. Amen. So all those are Aaron. You have to believe the truth. The truth is, he was the Son of God from birth. Amen. He was the Son of God from birth. still serves God through death and resurrection. Amen. He's always been, he became human, but he was always the Son of God. Amen. The Word became flesh. Amen. What word? The same word that he said, the Word that was God, created everything. That Word became flesh. When the fullness of time had come, God gave his Son. Amen. He gave his son. It wasn't later. When he was a baby, he was the Son of God. So that's what we believe. But not only do we believe certain things about the person, that's why he was born of a virgin. If he was human, he was born of Joseph and Mary. But he was born of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came upon Mary, and then it placed in her womb the Son of God. The Word became flesh, the incarnation. In flesh. Incarnation had to do with being in flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us as he, amen, tabernacled here. And then he one day died as fully God and fully human. So always keep that in your mind. If you want to really look at the person of Christ, he's a virgin born Son of God, fully human, fully God, who actually died on the cross and was resurrected bodily from the grave. That's the person, but he had a work. You got to believe the work that he did was he died for our sin. He shed his blood for us. God demonstrated his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You got to hold on to that in our day and time, because they're trying to, amen, get rid of this bloody gospel. But if you try to get rid of the bloody gospel, you ain't got a gospel at all. Because it's the blood. Amen. It's saved. Amen. You can't get rid of the cross. The cross is the only reason why we're here today. He substituted his life for our life. Paying the price for our sin. The one that was fully God and fully me. And then 3 days later, he rose again. And I said, I always put it there. On the cross, amen, he paid the price. And then when he resurrected, when God raised him from the grave, that's our receipt. They say the price been paid. Okay. I got a receipt. I got a receipt. I can prove the price of being paid because my Savior rose 3 days later. So when you believe that, you believe in person, he's fully God, fully human, born of a virgin. Died on the cross, it works. He died on the cross for our sin. Rose again on the third day. When you believe that, not only believe it in your mind now, it's not having to be more than a mental ascent, but you got to believe it till it comes from the mind and embraces the heart. It's a whole, see, this kind of faith that he's talking about, belief, is a wholehearted faith. It's a faith that involves your whole, it moves from your mind, it's mental ascent, but it's a wholehearted faith where you put your full weight on it. I'm going to explain it. Sure, I know you probably heard it a lot before about the guy who was a good tightrope guy walked over Niagara Falls. He used to walk over Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Then one day to show off a little bit more, he got a wheelbarrow. Then he took a wheelbarrow over Niagara Falls. Then he asked one of them, once he got off past him, went all across the next bar, they asked the guy on the other side, said, do you believe I can take somebody over Niagara Falls in a wheelbarrow? He said, oh yeah, we'll see what you can do. And then he asked the man to get in. That's all right, I don't want to go there. See, he didn't put his weight on me. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. Well, I'm saying, believing in Christ, you get in. Say, Lord, I get in the wheelbarrow because I think you've got, you can get me over the Niagara Falls on the road. Do you believe in him enough to trust him with your life, your eternity? That's what I learned about faith. It's not just some mental sin, but it's something that's so grand and embraces your heart, that you're willing to put the whole weight of your life upon it. And when you're willing to put the whole weight of your life upon it, it changes the way you live. If it's in your mind and don't change the way you live, that's not the kind of faith we're talking about. It's this breath that grasps your heart and changes the way you live. Those of you, I'm going to try to be careful, make a couple of references to the movie, since this message is entitled The Faith of an Overcomer. An overcomer, we're going to make a couple of, but I'm going to try to make one without anybody that hasn't seen it yet being done. You know, a message to move up for. But you remember that the Hannah before Christ and the Hannah after Christ. There's a thing before Christ that Hannah did. That she was guilty of. But after she met Jesus, the thing that she was guilty of, she began to act in reverse. And she went back, amen, and fixed everything that she had messed up. Because there was a change in her life. I'm saying, it's not something that's in your mind. It impacts how you live your life. You used to be one way. Now you're another way. You used to be hateful. Now you love me. You used to be mean. Now you're kind. The Bible says now, hey, you used to be a thief, but let him that stole steal no more, but be generous and give. It's a change. It's a change.
Yes, sir.
You remember, he always, if you really get to know him, there is a difference made in your life. Zacchaeus, a tax collector, a head tax collector, a thief that had stole and stole and could not. Amen. But one day he was up a tree out on a limb.
Yeah.
And Jesus came by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus said, come down, Zacchaeus. I got to eat at your house today. And he just spent a little time with you. And then the time that Jesus spent with him so radically transformed his life. Zacchaeus, wait a minute. If I stole from anybody.
Yeah, yeah, anybody.
I'm going to give them not only just going to give them what, but I'm going to give them more than I do. And then I'm going to also give to the poor. It radically changed his life. So that's what I'm saying. That's the belief that saved us. And said, when we're born again, and that belief, it's the word believes means it's continuing. You just don't believe one time, but you're continuing to believe throughout your life. You continue to believe because it just doesn't give us a ticket to heaven. But your salvation also makes you better on earth.
Right?
Yeah. Because it saves you from the penalty of sin. That's your ticket to hell. But then it also saves you from the power of sin in your life right now. If you continue to depend on him. Just like you're depending on him for the penalty of sin, you got to depend on him to save you from the power of sin.
Amen.
Every day. Lord, if you don't help me, I know I'm going to fail.
Amen.
But if I depend on you, if I rely on you, if I trust in you, in the spirit that you placed in me, I can have the victory.
Yeah.
Okay? So believing, the first thing. The first thing that faith of overcomer does, it believes the truth about Christ. But secondly, look at that second part of verse 1. It's born, whoever loves the Father, loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandments. So, secondly, if when you have the faith of an overcomer, you have genuine, not faith, but genuine love for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Because y'all family. Sometimes family, you know, you have a little family squabble. But there ought to be genuine love between believers. Because that, it's a package deal, let me say it like that. Loving God is a package deal. You know, it's like you marry somebody and they already got children. You can't love a person and not love the child. It's a package. Amen. If you love the mom or you love the dad, and you got to love the child. It's a package deal. So, if you love God, you got to love the children of God. It's a package deal. Because the love that he puts in your heart, that's his love. And in one thing, see, if God puts his love in your heart, his love is shed upon the heart, what the word of God says. If he puts his love in your heart, he loves his children. How are you not going to love? If it's his love that you're loving from in your heart, you know he loves his children. So how you going to have his love and not love his children? When you have faith of a believer, we can tell by how you love, how brothers and sisters love one another. I'm saying it's like in a family. Sometimes in a family, it get rough.
Yes, sir.
Siblings don't always get along.
Yes, sir.
But even though, amen, y'all might be there and all of each other. Amen. Y'all always, you know, you might have a little upset with one another because, you know, one family member wore the other family member clothes without asking. I've had that, you know. My brother wore my clothes. He didn't treat my clothes like I treat my clothes. Amen. So, you know, maybe. But even though I was kind of upset about that, you know, we had other issues. But now, if I was there with my brother and we came up with some other folk that's not in the family, then I'm on his side. It's ride or die. Amen. That's my brother. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? So even though we have a squabble with one another, but hey, when it comes to the end of it, we got banners. Oh no. You know, amen. We pray for one another. We're there for one another. We stand by one another. Because we're family. Oh, see, that's the kind of love you see when you have a faith of an overcomer. Amen. Because that love that he gave you, you can see it in his children. And then it says, remember, I'm going on verse 3, for this is love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Now we talked about in that first verse, when we said, we talked about the truth, or right learning. We talked about, hey, his person and his works of Christ. Then we talked about right loving. Just now. Now we get to the point about right living. He said, if you love God, you'll keep his commandments. If, this is part of our life, it won't be burdens. Wow. Let's see what I'm saying. Let me see if I can make that clear. It's a joyful obedience to Christ. A joyful obedience. It's a joyful obedience. Why is it a joyful obedience? See, you got to have the faith of an overcomer to have a joyful obedience. Because you see what God has recorded for you differently. You see the scripture differently when when you have the faith of an overcomer. See, before when you didn't know God, you weren't born again. Born of God, born again, same thing. Regenerated, that means he's called regenerated, means generated means the beginning, the re-beginning. So all of that is when once you come to Christ, you're a new creature. Something new is happening in your life. So whatever way you want to say, something new is happening, and God is doing a new thing in your life. All right, you're not the person you used to be. And you realize how much he loves you. So you look at the word differently. Somebody that don't know Christ, they look at the word and say, what? I'm not going to do that. That's too hard. That don't make sense. I know he won't expect me to do that. It's burdens. But then a believer, when you look at the word of God and the instructions that God gave you, you say, wait a minute. It's different. He's not doing these things to take from my life. He's doing these things to add to my life. See, that's the difference. Because when an unbeliever is aware of God, says, wow, Bobby, you mean I can't do that? I can't do that. I can't do that. I ain't going to have no fun. That's going to be fun. And most times, all God is told is don't jump out no cliff, don't kill yourself. Well, I can't have no fun. I can't kill myself. I can't jump off no cliff. I can't just drown myself. Wow. I'm talking when you really look at it, what God is saying. Yeah. Yeah. See, when somebody loves you, you're willing to listen to them because they got your best interests on their mind. When you know somebody loves you and they say, hey, won't you do it like this? This will work for you. This will get you where you're going. And you know that person loves you. It's not hard to do that. Because you know the person loves you. Now, if somebody you're suspicious of, what? You talking about? You go investigate a little bit more. But if somebody that loves you, it's okay. Because I know. When mama said, hey, eat your vegetables. I know about when you're a kid. Because you would rather just eat cake. Cake for breakfast, cake for lunch, and pie for dinner. I got past the cake right there. Eat the pie for dinner. It was snack, give me a little cake. I'm all right. And when I was a kid, you eat that every day. But then, you know, your parents that love you want you to be healthy. And it's okay. Y'all don't know. Okay, I'm on the other side. I have to eat these things. And it's not saying that what they're asking you to do may not be difficult, but it's saying, hey, it ain't difficult for you to listen to them because you know you love them. They love you. Okay, I'm just saying. Still don't taste good, but I know you're doing it for my own good. I know you're doing it for my own. So I lean into that. Because you're doing it for my own good. Amen. That's why he says it's not burdensome. This is you. And because you're doing it for your own good. That's what the Bible is. When you know God loves you, you'll listen to what he says in the word. Amen. All right, here I go. This is my last illustration from Uncle. Yeah. Hannah, the little girl saw the movie. And she's a long distance runner. Something happens. And there is somebody that loves her. Y'all hear me? That loves her. And the person that loves her wants to help us, to help her to be an overcomer. Listen to me. The person that loves her wants to help her to be an overcomer. Help her to get the victory. So the person that loves her makes a recording. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Everybody with me? I thought you were there. If you nothing. But the person that loves her makes her a recording. Amen. And in this recording, he to be an overcomer. How to get to the victory. But in order to get to the victory, she has to listen to what the person that loved her had recorded. Y'all with me? And I want to tell you now, in the race, it didn't mean the race didn't get hard.
Amen.
It didn't mean her body didn't want to quit, muscle wasn't able, there was no pain in it. But because she knew the recording was from a person that loved her. And it was an honor to get her the victory.
Yes, yes.
Because the person that loved her, amen, already knew what was coming ahead.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I would. Already knew what was around the next corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Already knew what was up the next hill. Already knew how fast she had to run sometimes.
Yeah.
Already knew when she had to slow down and pace herself.
Yeah.
Amen. And he was able to say, at each point of the race, slow down, speed up, push yourself. You're hurting now, but you got to keep pushing yourself. You got in pain now, but you got to keep going. But, amen, it wasn't a burden even though it hurt her because it was a person that loved her and she realized what that person was saying was to get her the victory.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Amen.
That's what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters. There's a recording for us.
Yeah.
The person that loved us has given us a recording because he knows everything you're going to face in life. He's giving you a recording. If you would then listen to what's in his recording, amen, he'll help you to get over the hill you will have to climb. If you'll listen to what's in the recording. He knows what's around every corner. He's not telling you in recording that it won't be pain, but he says even when it's pain, you keep on running if you want the victory. If you want to be an overcomer, it's all in the recording. And get the victory. But you gotta have the faith that he loves me. He loves me so I can be obedient to everything he says. Because everything he says in a recording is for my good. He's not trying to hurt me, take away from it. He's trying to give me the instruction to be victorious and have the best life. That's a whole different way of looking at the scriptures. It's like a love letter.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, man. So, hey, stop sinning. Be generous. I love you. Be kind. I love you. Don't murder. Don't covet. I love you. Every page. Because that love has given us instruction on how to run life race. So we can be an overcomer. So we can be a winner. Then comes the last thing. So we looked at number one, you're going to believe. You're going to believe the truth about Jesus Christ, his person, and his works. Number two, you will genuinely love your brothers and sisters in Christ. And number three, you're going to be obedient and do it, and you will have a joy in your obedience. Because if you think about that, even though she was giving it all that, but there was joy. Because somebody had loved her enough to give her a recording. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I do because I know where I'm headed. I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be some rough times along the way. But since I know where I'm headed, I'm willing to listen to a person that loves me and what they recorded to get me the victory.
My God.
Look, I think that's a pretty good grasp on that. And then verse 4 says, and whatever is born of God, look at it, overcome the world. is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. That's what I talked about, the faith of an overcomer inside. And he who is the one who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Overcome. You see that four times. And victory. Y'all see that victory? That's the same word. It's the word nakio. Nakio, what does that sound like? You know, that's the same word that's used for a certain tennis that we were, a certain sports shoe we were. Nike. Nike comes from the word nakio, which means victory or overcome. That's why they put this word in there. Hey, but that's what victory, overcome, to conquer. That's what it means. And we conquer by our faith. It says we overthrow the world. The world was on the throne, but once you trust in God and believe in God and begin to believe in God, you overthrow the world's influence in your life. Because the world is going to destroy your life. Because the world is under the influence of your enemy, Satan, your adversary. The one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he influences you through the world. You'll see his influences through the television, through social media, through your friends, through everybody that don't know Christ. They all are espousing his same satanic doctrine, trying to knock you off your course. Trying to tell you you can't win.
Amen.
Trying to tell you you're not going to make it. That's what the world says. Where they give up, I got it easier way.
Yes, sir.
I got an easier way for you to have a good life. You don't have to work. You don't have to start working at for them low wages. I got a way you can make money. Start out with big money right down the corner. What our world says. You say, well, I ain't working on $9. All right, don't work for $9. You end up with 9 years. Working for free. You done went back into slavery. Somebody tell you when to wake up. When to go to sleep. Where to walk. You can't even walk where you want to walk. You gotta walk between the lines. But you didn't want to work for $9. You wanted to make the big money. The world, he likes to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy marriages. Destroy families. Destroy communities. Amen. That's what the world, destroy schools. Have folks committing suicide because they believe in lies that their life wasn't worth it. Because he said, hey, if you don't have a certain amount of money, your life ain't worth it. If you don't live in a certain area, your life ain't worth it. If you don't have four parents with you at home, your life ain't worth it. If you're adopted, your life ain't worth it. If you can't wear as good clothes as you as others get, your life ain't worth it. If you don't make the same grade or you don't make the team, your life ain't worth it. The enemy will tell you that over and over again. You got to know that you're worth something.
Amen.
You got to get your identity not from what the enemy is saying, but what God has already said. He thought I was worth saving, so he gave the life for me. And he was the God of the universe. And I'm his child. I belong to him. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. You can't tell me my life is worth, because my life got purpose on it. My life had purpose even before the word came into existence. He had already had a good work for me to do before the world was created. Don't listen to him. Because all the word is three, and I'm going to close this out, is the lust of the flesh. You know the lust of the flesh? You just want to, it's just physical desires and craving. That, oh, you got some sinful desires and some cravings.
It's true.
And it will take me the satisfaction can get from acting on these physical desires and cravings. That's what you've been looking for, to feel the emptiness in your life. And then the lust of the eye says, I want more. I don't care how much you got, he says, I want more. I want more. And the world will tell you, this, every time you see a commercial, that's what it is. Every commercial you see on TV, you say, you ain't got enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
Until you got this.
That's it.
Amen. You ain't got the car. Look, this new car is coming out. You need to sign up for this here. This clothing company, and buy clothing from them. Because this stuff you wanted out of style. I know you bought it last week, but it's going out of stock. You need a new Apple phone. I know you just paid $1,000 last 6 months for the other Apple phone, but that ain't the deal now. You got the new stuff coming out now. More. That's all they're trying to do. They don't want you to be satisfied. The Bible says, and be content. But they don't want you to be content. They want you to want more. Lust of the eye. And then pride of life. You know what pride of life? Pride is like, say, hey, look at me. That's what pride of life is. Look at me, what I accomplished. Look at me, what I got. Look at me, what I found, what I accomplished, what I got. There's something about me you need to look at. Hey, I'm just blessed. And so what happens then, if you want to say, look at me, you want people to look at you and see what you're accomplished, they'll feel the emptiness in your heart. Oh, they want them to look at you and see all the stuff you got. The car. And that'll feel that hole in your heart.
Don't have mercy.
Because you're popular. Look at me. I listened to the radio a couple days ago. And this baseball player, they made a picture. They made millions of dollars. And he died up there in Dallas in plain old area.
Yeah.
Full of drugs.
Yeah.
Because he had the money, he had the popularity, he had the cars, he had the stuff, and everything said, if you got that car, you got that house, you got that amount of money, you're a star, you're a pitcher, you're a starting pitcher, you're in the league now. Everything said that once you get all these things, then the interest in your heart will fulfill. And he had everything, he was stealing.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do, so he went to drugs and alcohol. And mixed it all up and he died. You go to preach the next day.
Yeah.
The world, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
But oh, if you got the faith of an overcomer, you throw the world off the throne. Said, I'm not going to look for anything. I'm not going to be satisfied by the lust of the flesh or the pride of life. I find my satisfaction in him.
Yeah.
He satisfies me. He fills me up. He fills me up. He fills the hole in my heart. Because I know he loves me. He loves me. He gives me a full life. A full life. He fills me to the brim. And I can go and live my life in a way that steals on us. Oh God. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And life more abundantly. But the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he uses a world system. Maybe you're teaching a classroom. He uses a world system. It may be a movie or a television program to reprogram your mind.
Sure.
I was looking at PBS, and these two guys on PBS, reporters, they were talking. And this guy said, you know, he was talking about Reagan. And God, how you feel about Reagan? What did he say? And Reagan, he was saying he was talking about Reagan in a negative, all negative. Mm-hmm. And he said that Reagan had he wanted to teach creation by side evolution. like that was a bad thing. And evolution is a theory. Why couldn't you can't put? He said, no. In other words, don't preach the truth. When you teach it, don't teach the truth. Mm-hmm. Preach evolution. Because if you bring the truth, then it's going to mess up everything. Mm-hmm. And we said, oh, we eat that. Oh, y'all see. Don't eat that up. You see, you shift that up. You shift that path. No, you can't hit that path. Amen. So I'm saying, what's wrong with it? He's saying, like, that's the most terrible thing ever. Just teach them both theories. I know teachers can't teach stuff, but teach them two theories. And then they like the best theory that they're laying down the stairs on their own. That's the best one to say.
Right.
But then I'll just say, you're just a bunch of hocus pocus. Old time stuff. So. What I'm saying. A lot of times, he's the father. Satan, our enemy, is the father of lies.
It's the word.
And he influences the world, all the world that's that doesn't know Christ. And even sometimes us that believe in his series. And we accept what the word says. But an overcoming believer. Overcomes it. I don't know. I'm going to believe what the book says. Because my daddy wanted me to win. And he left a recording for me. he left a recording for me. And I know if I listen to the recording, I can get to the finish line. If I just listen to the recording, I can win. I can overcome if I listen to the recording. I got to be careful what friends I hang around, because my friends, amen, are not saying the same thing as the recording is saying. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now stand in the way of the sinful. Now sit in the seat that got comfortable in the storm. I laugh and make fun of God.
Don't
listen to none of that nonsense. But it says that blessed man, delight. It's not a burden. He delights in the law. He gets the recording. He happy about the recording. Because the recording tells you how to get to the finish line, how to be a victor. He delights in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate. He gets so good to him. He just don't do it in the daytime. But he said day and night.
Yes, sir.
And then he shows you how it's going to work out for you. Then that whatever he do shall prosper. Because he's going to be like a tree by the river of
living
water. He planted. He got a purpose. Somebody put him there and gave him a resource that he can win and grow to be all that God planted him to be. He planted by the river water. He shall be like a tree.
Yeah.
Bring forth the fruit.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But the ungodly are not so. They going to be cut out. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Hallelujah. Listen to the one that loves the recording. I'm listening to the recording because I'm trying to make it in the winner. I want to be a victor. I want to be an overcomer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Listen. That's love.
That's
love.
Jesus.
Overcome. Now I got two people, but that's it. I finished for 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, as a song, I can't sing, and y'all don't do no singing. But I'm going to tell you what the word is, because it sure fit this thing. It says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus. How I trusted. How I proved it. Oh Lord, have you ever proved it? Have they ever came through for you? Over and over. Oh, Jesus. Precious Jesus. All for grace. To trust him more. All for grace. I don't trust him like all the trust him. I don't know about you. But all for grace. That's my prayer. I just want to praise the church this morning. The church is born so for praise. Hallelujah. When I can't see my way, oh, for grace.
Yes,
the trusty boy. When the hills get out of time, oh, for grace. The trusty boy. When it seems like it is not going to be, oh, for grace. The trusty boy. When my name is a cloud, oh, for grace.
Yes, oh, God.
Trust. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. This coming Saturday at 12 o'clock, our youth and all of those who want to support the youth, we're going to be at the park. Amen. And praise in the park. There's from 12 to 3. Come out and support. Be there for our young people this coming Saturday from 12 to 3 o'clock. Praise in the park. All right. So we need a minute to us because whenever you have a lot of young people, you need supervision too. So we need some of our doves and elders to be out there praising the Lord. Good singing. I think we'll have food and fun and all kinds of stuff going on out there. So we need to be praising the Lord. Also, Saturday at 11 a.m., the Woodland Community Memorial Cemetery will have their program. Woodland Cemetery Memorial Program will be Saturday at 11. And if you need any other information, you can call James Smith at 254-562-3683. Sardis, next Sunday, is having their Man of Day program at 2 p.m. Pastor G. Lyle from Mount Zion and Cox is going to preach there. Pastor Lyle, good preacher. Sardis also having there on September 15th. Pastor Ronald Redmond from Smith Chapel in the Word, they're going to be preaching on the Usher program. And then on October 27th, that's their homecoming program where we'll be attending at 3 o'clock on October 27th of next month. So we'll be praying for our sister church, Sardis, and all the sister churches of the community. Maybe I have one more in here. Let me get that now quick before I get it. There's a deacon ordination service September 8th at 3:30 for Emilio Jones. Emilio, am I saying that right? And wife, Kadisha. Kadisha, all right. And Willie Dancer and wife, Francis, who used to be an altar, amen. So there. I think all these people are being ordained. And the pastor of the church, Bishop, I mean, the pastor is, I don't know what that is. Pastor Dancy. What Pastor Dancy's first name? I forget. Thomas Dancy and Kimon, I see here. And the speaker is going to be Billy Simmons, Church of New Beginning in Dallas, Texas. So that's going to be happening also next Sunday, 3:30 p.m. All right, so we pray for them, both of you that want to attend. We pray for that to be a great time together. Amen. Billy Dancy and his wife Frances. And amen. For they came to the Joneses that I heard. So let's be prayerful and support and whatever we can. All right. Thank you so much. All right, if there's nothing else, we're about ready to go. All right. Robert, don't close his eyes. He didn't know that, but he don't close his eyes with a prayer.
Thank you.